Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. We are broadcasting live from the Roswell, Georgia Garden Fair. We don't have a very good connection right now via the broadband, so we're going to fix something and we'll be right back with you. Stay tuned with us. We'll be back right after this short reboot.
Yourself in danger when you're threatened by a stranger, when it looks like you will take a licking. There is someone waiting who will hurry up and rescue you. Just for Super Chicken.
Welcome to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, sponsored by Night Guard Solar, your guaranteed solar power protection against nighttime predators. Visit them online at nightguard.com. That's NITEGUARD.com. My name is Andy Schneider, but most know me as the Chicken Whisperer. My co-host is poultry advocate and author Pat Foreman. Today is Saturday, April 24th, and I'd like to thank all of you for tuning in this afternoon, or rather this morning, on Blog Talk Radio. This is a live radio show that is broadcast around the world. This radio show is all about keeping backyard poultry and living a self-sufficient lifestyle. You can follow the Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer radio show 24 hours a day at our website, chickenwhisperer.net. That's chickenwhisperer.net. From there, you can follow us on Twitter, become a fan on Facebook, and visit our blog. If you're listening live today on Blog Talk Radio, I invite you to join the live chicken chat that's going on right now. You can talk with other Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer fans and other chicken owners from around the country. You can also ask any questions you may have for our special guest when we have them on. All you have to do is click on the Chat Now button there at our homepage at Blog Talk Radio. Take a moment to register. That'll get you your own unique, fun, and creative screen name. Then you can come on in, sit a spell, have some fun, meet some new friends all around this great land, and talk about what we love, backyard poultry, and living a self-sufficient lifestyle. I also want to invite you to mark this radio show as a favorite and request to be on our friends list at Blog Talk Radio. Hope you'll take a moment to do this today. And again, I want to thank you all for listening to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, sponsored by Night Guard Solar. All righty, as stated a little bit before, we had to do a little reboot here. We didn't have a really good broadband connection with T-Mobile, so we have signed up a different way, and so hopefully we are broadcasting loud and clear. In fact, let me go in here. And if we can get a little sound check in the chat room, which is actually filling up quite nicely for a Saturday morning show. We normally broadcast live Monday through Friday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on Blog Talk Radio. But occasionally on Saturdays, we have on-site shows all across the country as we tour on the 2010 Chicken Whisperer Tour, Saturdays 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So again, we want to thank you for joining us and thank you all the folks in the chat room for joining us. Let's see, we got Thy Rooster. By the way, Thy Rooster, your coffee mug was shipped this week, along with anybody else who ordered any Chicken Whisperer gear. We did get caught up, and all the Chicken Whisperer gear was shipped out this week. So you should be getting those t-shirts, mouse pads, mugs, keychains, and all the other great hats and all the other great Chicken Whisperer gear we have that you can buy at chickenwhisperer.net. We've got Bard Rock, BYP386, Easy Shares. There's several guests in the show today. Thank you very much for tuning in. Maybe you just can't listen during the week at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Maybe you're at work, you've got kids, you're running around. Who knows? But you can listen on Saturday mornings. We appreciate you tuning in this morning. I want to remind you, based on that, too, all of our shows can be listened to 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, archived at blogtalkradio.com. We're also on iTunes. We're on podcast.com and Zoom.com. So you can listen to all of our shows anytime you want. 24/7. We've got Kelly in Georgia, Patricia, Rooster Man, Teacher Jen, and even I'm sure several more as the show gets ongoing. So let me get back over here to where I need to be. Give me 1 second. What's that, Jen? Oh, okay. I forgot completely. What would I do without my wonderful live co-host here? Teacher Jen. So, yep, she's reminding me. There we go. Now we've got live video. Live video. Amazing, folks. We've got live video, live chat room, and live radio coming to you today from Roswell, Georgia. We are broadcasting live from the Roswell, Georgia Garden Fair. This is an event that's put on by the North Fulton Master Gardeners. And where you're sitting here, it's a beautiful, beautiful antebellum plantation house, just to kind of paint the picture for you since this is radio, even though you have the small little webcam of myself and Jen here. But we are sitting on the big, big, big front porch of a beautiful antebellum home. It's got the great, great big white columns, and the front porch is probably, it seems like, about 12, 15 feet deep. So we are broadcasting live from the front porch of this beautiful, probably mid-1800s, beautiful antebellum home with the big white columns out front. Beautiful grassy lawn in front. They've got lots of tents set up and lots of plants because this is the Master Gardener's Garden Fair. People come from all around. I think it's required that every Master Gardener that belongs to the club bring 20 plants from their own gardens. And so many of these plants are very quite rare. And so lots of big crowds get here early to try to get the best pickings of the plants. We've got crafts. All kinds of homemade goodies here, but mostly concentrating about gardening, again, backyard gardening. And so a little bit later after the show, we'll wrap up around 10 o'clock a.m. Around 10:30, we've got a tent where we'll be teaching a little class just about 45 minutes long on the advantages of keeping backyard poultry and living a self-sufficient lifestyle. In fact, I think today we'll concentrate the class on the myths and rumors about keeping backyard poultry, and then all the advantages of keeping backyard poultry. So we're probably going to be, that's kind of in the back of my mind what we'll be talking about today, because a lot of these folks do not have backyard poultry. They do live in an urban area, and they may be curious about the advantages, and they may have the stereotypical myths of keeping backyard poultry. So we'll be straightening them all out there with our little 45-minute educational session after the radio show. So let me, Jen, come on over here and wave to everybody on the camera. There she is, my wonderful better half, Teacher Jen, in the chat room, welcoming all you. If you're listening live and you'd like to join us in the chat, very, very simple. If you're listening live, you're listening live via the internet through Blog Talk Radio. Just open up our homepage there. Scroll down a little bit. Our chat may have actually automatically opened up. If not, there should be a little yellowish-orange button that says Chat Now. Just click on that. You can come in as a guest. We have lots of guests in the room, but also you can register and get your own cute, funny, and creative screen name, just like the rest of us. Come on in and have a great time. And so, looks like we had maybe some people get booted out of the chat room. We had big, big, long chat list. Now it's a little bit less, and it looks like they having to reboot, or maybe they went to go register. But thank you very much for tuning in today. We had a we're up and running, Kelly. The camera, there's a little icon of a video camera right next to where it says Chicken Whisperer on the chat list, where all of the chat folks are. There's a little icon of a webcam right next to Chicken Whisperer at the very, very top of the list of people who are actually in the chat room. And if you have a webcam and you want to trade webcams with other folks in the chat room, all you have to do is just click on their name, and then a little box pops up, and when I have a webcam on it, click on the webcam, it'll automatically send a request for the webcam and the video to that person. So I think you can have up to 5 webcams going on at the same time in the chat room. And so I just wanted to let all our new listeners and visitors know exactly how all that works. I had a great day, fabulous couple of days. Thursday, of course, y'all know was my birthday, turned the big 41 years old. And on that evening, Jen came home a little bit on time, I should say. Didn't really come home early, but as soon as she could. And she got home, and then we went out for the birthday dinner on a Thursday night, and then we went up to Lowe's. They had buy one, get one free plants. So we stocked up. Let me tell you, if you ever can get something for free, maybe they just raised the prices and then marked them down, buy one, get one free. But we got all kinds of things for the garden, which was great. So we had a great Thursday evening. Yesterday was a very busy day around the house for myself. We had the getting ready for the 2010 Chicken Coop Tour here in Atlanta, sponsored by Oakhurst Community Gardens, Georgia Organics, and the Atlanta Backyard Poultry Meetup Group. And that's going to be this coming weekend. A week from today is the 2010 Atlanta Chicken Coop Tour, one of the largest, if not the largest, in the country. I believe we have somewhere between, I haven't seen the final number, somewhere between 20 and 30 chicken coops on tour all across the city of Atlanta. We've got some down in the city of Decatur. We've got some around Grant Park in that area near the Atlanta Zoo. And, of course, we have some outside the perimeter just north of Atlanta up the 400 corridor in Dunwoody, Sandy Springs, Roswell, Johns Creek, Alpharetta. And so you can buy your tickets at oakhurstgarden.org. And you can get your tickets, $15, I think, if you're a member of any of those three organizations. I think it's $20 if you're not. And then it's a self-guided tour. You can hop in your car. We'll get you a map, and it'll have a list of all the coops that are on the list. And then there you go. You can go and tour all these great chicken coops all across the great state of Georgia, and primarily, obviously, in Atlanta. So that's going to be a week from today, but we've been getting ready for that because our coops are on the tour. And so that'll be next week. I believe it's from 12 to 5 next Saturday, 12 p.m. So it looks like we might be able to sleep a little late next Saturday, Jen, anyway, 12 to 5 p.m. And so we've been kind of sprucing up the place a little bit, if you will, but we also needed to plant our yearly spring garden. This is the latest we've actually planted our garden in many, many, many years. So normally we're planting right after Good Friday. Grandpa always said in Georgia, I can remember him now, best not plant before Good Friday. And so, but we're just late because we were on the 2010 Chicken Whisperer Tour. Y'all remember that. We stopped in St. Louis, Savannah, Nashville, Dallas, and New York, broadcasting this radio show and teaching folks all across this great land about backyard poultry, which I love doing. We did that with Purina and a lot of our other radio show sponsors. And so I had a great time. So this is the latest we've actually gotten our garden in this year. But yesterday we had the house pressure washed. We picked up a few plants for the yard around the mailbox and up by the house. We planted, did that Thursday night. And then, of course, yesterday, we had, this is a funny story. The carburetor on my tiller has decided to act up, so I couldn't get it started to save my life. And you probably would have had to try to save my life if I would have kept yanking on that cord. Pardon me. So I ended up having to go to Craigslist, and I got this wonderful fellow up from Dahlonega. He came down yesterday, tilled our garden for us. He had a big Troy-built tiller, and he had another smaller tiller, both of them rear time. Beautiful, beautiful pieces of machinery. And got our garden all completely prepared. And then the rain held off until early this morning. So I was so thankful that Jen and I actually got out to work in the garden yesterday, got our overalls completely covered in good old Georgia red clay from top to toe. And but let me tell you what all we planted. It was a great time. I can't wait until this stuff starts growing. We planted several rows of corn, which was wonderful. We planted, I'm kind of going through the list, how we got it scheduled, designed in the garden. Several rows of corn we planted yesterday. Then we did a row of pole beans. And what we do there is we got those steel kind of fence posts, and we nail them into the ground. Then we get some plastic type of fence netting, and we put it from one post to the other, probably around 12 feet long. And then at the base, we plant our bean bean seeds. So we planted pole beans. Then next to that, we planted kind of the same thing, two fence posts with the long netting, probably a little longer, maybe about 15 feet on this row. And we planted our cucumber. And that works wonderful because the cucumber plants grow right up that trellis. And then all you have to do, you only have to bend down to the mounds to pick up and cut the cucumbers. All you got to do is just take some scissors and cut the cucumbers off right from the vine. That's actually right up the vine there. So we planted cucumber. Then we planted 8 tomato plants. So we had a great time with that. Then we planted several squash plants. We planted a lot of okra. And we planted some cantaloupe. And we planted some onion. Yeah, that's a lot of planting. Our garden's not too big, but we've had the same garden spot for about 8 years. So we pretty much, it changes a little bit each year, our design, but we pretty much know what works and how efficient we can be. It's about 25 feet by 25 feet in our backyard. And we live on a third of an acre, so if you didn't know, or if you're a first-time listener, when we have this radio show, we talk all about backyard poultry. That's about 60% of the show. The other 40% is living self-sustaining lifestyle. And so if you are a new Saturday listener, let me explain something to you. Monday through Friday, we have great, great guests that come on the show. For example, second and fourth Thursdays of every month, Richard Frudenberger talking about all sorts of things, wind power, solar power, geothermal heating, composting, feed saving. It's wonderful. First and third Thursdays, we have Dr. Bridget McCray, PhD, poultry scientist, small flock specialist and professor. She comes on, talks about backyard poultry. She has a subject she talks about twice a month. Every Wednesday, Anitra Kerr, living a self-sustaining lifestyle. Her last day is going to be actually this Wednesday, but we've got lots of special guests that are going to come in and take those Wednesdays up, so we'll continue Wednesdays being Ladies' Day. Tuesdays, I believe it's the second Tuesday of the month, we have Christine Heinrich with the SPPA, Society for Poultry and Antiquities. It's actually Society for Protection of Poultry Antiquities. And she's on the second Tuesday. The fourth Tuesday is Jeanette Behringer with the American Livestock Breeds Conservancy. And then the last Monday of the month, we have the president of the American Poultry Association join us. So all through the month, we have great guests to talk about backyard poultry and the experts in their field, I must say. Richard Frudenberger is the publisher of Back Home Magazine. Wonderful, wonderful. Just got my subscription in the mail yesterday for the current issue. Wonderful, wonderful publication. And so we have the experts in their field come and educate us about their expert field, whatever it may be, backyard poultry, living a self-sustaining lifestyle. But so, yeah, we had a great time yesterday working in our garden. And then, of course, I wanted to get it in before this rain we're having. We did have a really beautiful shower this morning, which was nice. Just a very few claps of thunder. But that got our garden all nice and watered and got all this pollen out of the air and all this pollen out of the trees. The bad part is later this afternoon they're forecasting some heavy, heavy storms, strong winds, severe lightning. So we'll see how that all pans out, and hopefully it'll hold off until later this afternoon so people can come out. Right now there's no rain. It is overcast. We have a little break between the rain here and what's back in Birmingham, Alabama, coming this way. So we will hopefully it'll hold off for all these great folks buying plants. Again, we're broadcasting live today from Roswell, Georgia, at the Roswell, Georgia Garden Fair, which is hosted and presented by the North Fulton Master Gardeners. We're going to get into chicken news here, chickens in the news here in just a second, and we may even take some calls today, so you can win some great Chicken Whisperer gear, as we always do. So we're going to go to a quick break, pay some bills. We'll be back right after this. Don't go anywhere, folks. We've got lots more show coming at you.
Established in 1957, GQF has become the name to trust when it comes to quality products and superior customer service. GQF offers a wide range of poultry products, including incubators, brooders, feeders, waters, and much, much more. Give them a call at 912-236-0651 or visit them online at GQFradio.com. That's GQFradio.com.
EggCartons.com, your discount supplier of egg cartons and poultry supplies. They carry a wide variety of egg cartons in paper, plastic, and foam, as well as a great selection of poultry supplies, including incubators, waterers, feeders, and more. Order online at EggCartons.com or call toll-free 1-888-852-5336. 1-800-340. Free full-color catalog available. Mention the coupon code WHISPER and get 10% off your entire order. Be sure to sign up for their online newsletter for more great specials. That's eggcartons.com. If you're looking for a quality-made chicken coop, then look no further than Horizon Structures. When you purchase from Horizon Structures, you can rest assured that your product is produced and delivered with the highest craftsmanship through traditional value, honesty, and integrity. All chicken coops are delivered fully assembled and ready to use right away. To pick out your new Horizon Structures chicken coop, visit horizonstructures.com. That's horizonstructures.com. Ideal Poultry has been a family-owned and operated business since 1937. Their business is built on customer service and quality poultry, from rare white and brown egg layers to broilers, ducks, turkeys, and bantams. Ideal Poultry is the largest supplier of backyard poultry in the United States, shipping close to 5 million chicks annually. Visit them online at idealpoultry.com. That's idealpoultry.com.
Night Guard Solar would like to extend a special introductory offer to all the Chicken Whisperer listeners. Get 4 Night Guard Solar lights for just $100 plus shipping. That's a savings of $20. All you have to do is mention the coupon code WHISPER when you call an order. Take advantage of this great special right now by calling 1-800-328-6647. That's 1-800-328-6647. Or visit them online at nightguard.com. That's NITEGUARD.com.
Since 1947, Randall Berkey has been providing quality products to their customers. They have everything you could ever want or need for backyard poultry. Feeders, waterers, medications, supplements, nesting boxes, and even coops. Visit them online at randallberkey.com and get 10% off your entire order when you use the coupon code WHISPER. That's randallberkey.com.
Actually, in reality, I am Super Chicken.
And the mighty bird against prejudice continues his fight for law and order. So when you hear that cry in the sky, you'll know it's Super Chicken.
All righty, thank you very much for staying with us today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. I was taking a look and seeing, I've been looking at the switchboard off and on to see if Pat may be joining us, my co-host, wonderful Pat Foreman, author and poultry advocate. Pat Foreman has written really a series of wonderful books about sustainability and using chickens in all different types of ways in your urban area. Her latest release, City Chicks, really is sweeping the nation. It's really a hot seller right now. Lots of information in that book. So City Chicks, she also has Day Range Poultry. She has Backyard Market Gardening and Chicken Tractor. You can actually get all those books at chickenwhisperer.net. When you get your Chicken Whisperer gear, all of the books you order off our website are autographed, and they'll be shipped right to you. And so take advantage of the great books that my wonderful co-host Pat Foreman has. I'm sorry she couldn't join us this morning. She's kind of on the road. She attended a funeral this week, and so she was on the road, but visiting with family members. She was having seems to be a really good time, and so we're sorry that she can't be here with us today. Let me get back over to the chat room and say hello to everybody in the chat room. Lots more folks. Doc Mike, thank you very much for joining us. East Dallas Dave, good morning out there towards Dallas. Heard y'all had some storms that we're now getting this afternoon, so hopefully you batten down the hatches and hung in there. And see who else. Josh is joining us, of course, and Rooster Man and Teacher Jen. Seven Seas is just kind of joining us right now. So thank you very much, all these great regular listeners. And I know some of you can't listen during the week at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so you can listen on Saturday. So we thank you very much for that. I'm going to get over here to some chickens in the news. There's something I want to read to you. You know, there's been a lot of controversy over the years about vaccines and humans, and some people choose not to take vaccines, whether it be the flu vaccine, the meningitis vaccine, the chickenpox vaccine, all these other vaccines that they have out there. Especially, there's a lot of controversy out there with giving kids and children vaccines. based on mercury and other ingredients are in there. There's the big issue with it causing, what's that, Jen? The vaccines, autism, and things like that. And so I don't know if the jury's still out on all of that. You can do your own research and make up your own mind. But I did post this week a couple of chickens in the news about, this was the title from UPI.com, poultry vaccine could lead to new viruses. And, of course, the first thing I did with my new position as official spokesperson for the USDA APHIS program, where we're talking about keeping birds healthy and good husbandry practices and biosecurity for birds, I immediately sent this over to them when I saw it popped up. It's actually popped up a couple of times. I'm just going to kind of read this through. If you know, all the chickens in the news we have broadcast on the show every day is listed on our Facebook page. That's the most updated place we have for regarding the Chicken Whisperer information. So you can, my goodness, what is going on here? Oh, a crazy, crazy ad. Hang on a minute, folks. Don't you hate these little pop-up ads that pop up and you can't? There we go. Okay, gotcha. Okay, this comes to us again from UPI.com Science News. Poultry vaccine could lead to new viruses. University Park, PA, April 23rd. Live vaccines that protect domestic poultry against Newcastle disease may be creating unpredictable wild virus strains, scientists in Pennsylvania said. Newcastle disease is a bird-contagious influenza-like disease that costs the poultry industry millions of dollars annually. While the live vaccines against Newcastle work in the short term, they may be making it more difficult to fight in the long term, said Mary Poss, professor of biomedical sciences at Pennsylvania State University. Vaccinated birds can shed the vaccine virus to infect wild birds, Poss said, noting her team found new viruses, which were created when a vaccine strain was combined with at least three wild strains. This raises concerns that modified live virus vaccines, though effective, may combine with circulating viruses to create unpredictable new strains. Poss and her team wrote in a recent issue of PLOS Pathogens, vaccine developers who now use modified live viruses should consider using killed or inactive viruses, she stated. So very, very interesting article. You can see this, read all about it at our homepage at Blog Talk Radio, Facebook. Just go to facebook.com, search for the Chicken Whisperer. You'll be able to find us there. Thousands and thousands of fans, thousands and thousands of listeners every month, and we do appreciate that. So that's one chickens in the news I wanted to share with you. So very interesting. Of course, I posted that, and some people went crazy with that, posting it all over. They were making quotes like, hey, vaccines may not all be great for people, just like they may not all be great for poultry as well. Most of this really is the Newcastle disease. Yeah, you can get your backyard poultry vaccinated, but a lot of this has to do with a lot of the commercial farmers as well. If you remember, I think it was back in 2004, there were something like 4 million birds that had to be put down out on the West Coast in California because of the Newcastle's outbreak, and that really started the USDA APHIS program, Biosecurity for Birds, to try to protect and educate folks about good husbandry practices, educate folks about biosecurity and what they can do to protect their birds. In fact, we're going to be practicing that next weekend, a week from today, at the Atlanta Backyard Poultry Chicken Coop Tour, the Atlanta Chicken Coop Tour 2010, sponsored by Oakhurst Community Gardens, Georgia Organics, and the Atlanta Backyard Poultry Meetup Group. Now, I'm so thrilled. The Atlanta Backyard Poultry Meetup Group that we started 2 years ago, coming up on the 28th, so we're pretty close to our two-year birthday, Jen. Well over 1,000 members now of backyard poultry enthusiasts here in the Atlanta area. Absolutely amazing. Largest local backyard poultry group in, I think, probably the world. So wonderful, wonderful times there. I encourage you to get involved, get plugged in with a local backyard poultry group in your area. Just go to meetup.com, search for backyard poultry, urban poultry, chickens. Urban chickens, pet chickens, and you'll be able to find with your zip code maybe one that's closest to you, all about keeping backyard poultry. Just go to meetup.com and search for any interest you may have. So I do have some good news on the front, and we'll talk about this later next week. Jen and I are this much closer, I think, to getting a windmill installed on our property in Johns Creek. We are very, very, very thrilled and very, very excited about this opportunity. Our good friend Bentley Harris, he lives up in Cleveland, Georgia. He has a DYI, Wind Power, maybe it's Wind Power DYI. I'm sorry, Bentley, I can't remember your website right offhand, but he goes around the state of Georgia, really all over the southeast, I think, and installs windmills. And we've been by his home there where he has several set up. He is also a metal worker, does lots of creative metal stuff and creative art pieces. But he does the solar power and the wind power. And really last year we wanted to set up a wind power workshop with our meetup group here in Atlanta. Never really evolved because it was starting to get cold over the wintertime. But that showed great interest when I posted it. So we're looking at maybe having on May 29th a wind power workshop at our house there in Johns Creek. And we'll be actually during the workshop, we'll be actually installing this windmill. Now, that's not something that's going to power our entire house or not even our refrigerator. In fact, it probably doesn't even have enough watts to power a 1,500, 1,750-watt hair dryer, to be honest with you. But it's a good way to get started. It makes you feel like you're kind of doing something, giving back.
How big is it, Andy?
Huh?
How big is it?
The propeller span, if you will, of the windmill is 48 inches. I believe it's 4 feet. So, you know, you're talking about the size of a ceiling fan, really. And it's about 30 feet in the air. It's a mast or the base, whatever you want to call it, is 30 feet in the air. And then it has this the windmill at the top, I believe. It's 48 or 52 inches. So about the size of a large ceiling fan you would have in any room of your house. So not too huge. and really, when you talk about it, it's a good entry level. Jen and I can't afford a $10,000 unit that's going to provide most of the power for our house. We just can't do it, though we'd love to. Just like with solar, we'd love to have solar, but the initial cost is very expensive. So this, what I'm excited about, is really a good startup unit. I think it retails for $700, and we're of course getting a special deal since we're offering the workshop at our house. But we're gonna actually install the unit during the workshop. So people can actually see that it's in the workshop. They can see this is how it comes shipped to you in this box. Lay out all the parts. These are all the parts. And now we're going to actually install it for you during this class so you know how to do it if you purchase this particular unit, which is going to be great. So pre-class, I think, I'll go to Home Depot or Lowe's. We'll get a bag of Quikrete, and we'll put in the little footings with a little bit of rebar and whatnot just to mount it properly into our yard. And then you kind of get the guide wire, corkscrews probably in the ground and whatnot. But we're gonna, probably even install it first, and then we'll uninstall it for the class and show everybody kind of how to do that. So I'm really, really looking forward and all excited about that. And I know Jen is as well. It's a 300. Hang on, let me get in the chat room. Jen says we might have some questions in there, and then I've got another chickens in the news. Let's see what we've got here. Oh, perfect. Yeah, we have checked out all of the ordinances and whatnot. We looked under flagpoles and structures and windmills and solar and all that kind of stuff. Couldn't find anything relevant or pertaining to that. So we're going ahead and go with it. Those of you who know me, I'm going to go for it anyway. Jen yesterday was like, well, let's get on Municodes and see what we can and can't do. And I said, hey, last time I checked, this is America. Nowhere in the Constitution of this great land does it say I can't have a windmill in my front yard, nor does it say I can't grow corn in my front yard to feed my doggone family. So that windmill is going up in my yard, and because we couldn't find anything. And we did look for the record about anything that said we couldn't have a windmill. And can you imagine putting up a windmill? I mean, you talk about, you know, us chicken folks banding together and filling up the email boxes and holding signs and heading out to folks. Can you imagine if with all the green folks in this nation right now who are energy conscious and environmentally conscious, and can you imagine the stink that would occur? So, you know, here we are, the president and everybody else across America wanting to, you know, be do what we can to live a more self-sustaining lifestyle. And then they're coming in saying, oh, you can't have it. But it's really a nice unit. It's not this just huge, you know, 110-foot tall, huge metal pole that's, you know, 20 inches in diameter with these big blades that are, you know, 12, 15 feet in diameter. It's nothing like that. Like I said, it's about 30 feet tall. And then the top portion of it is about the size of a large ceiling fan, 48 to 52 inches. And we don't have – Bentley's going to come out and walk our property. and see exactly where the ideal place would be to put this windmill. And we're not talking about a lot of power, folks, but it's a good way to get started. And every little thing you can do to help. It's about 300 watts. So what we were talking about looks like this little shower moving in, Jim. A little bit of shower coming through. Very, very light rain here at the Roswell, Georgia Garden Fair. That may be coming off the trees. You're right. Got a little wind blowing here. But it's 300 watts. So when you think about it, what I'd really like to do is just power our master bedroom off of that. What we'll do is we've got two nightstand lights next to our bed, one on each side, and we'll get some of the LED lights for that. So we'll reduce our wattage but increase our light. So we won't have to worry about, you know, say a 40-watt light bulb right there. Two of those is 80 watts. So if we can go to an LED type of bulb, or I'm not a big fan of fluorescents, but we'll look into the LED bulbs that use hardly any wattage but still put off a good amount of light. We'll put those in our lamps next to our bed. And then, of course, the TV, we'll see what kind of wattage that works. I couldn't tell you right now how many watts our TV actually uses, so we'll just have to see how that. And then, of course, a couple of laptops. And there you have it. That's, you know, we've been thinking, you know, in the evenings when we're sitting there, maybe watching a little TV on our laptops, getting a little bit of work done with the lamps on, about how much wattage we're actually using. Now, Jen wouldn't be able to power her hair dryer off of this thing, but but if the power ever goes out, we'll have backup power via battery due to the windmill. And, of course, the issue with that versus solar is you got to have wind on occasion to actually turn the blades to actually then charge the battery system or, the inverter that turns it into power. So, you know, a good combination would be wind and solar. After we get this windmill hooked up and powered, and we'll see exactly what we can run off of it on a regular basis, which I'm thrilled to know, if we can run our whole master bedroom on this windmill, then that would be tremendous. I'm very excited to share my experiences with that. Maybe we even may be able to video document this like we're doing the videos for Tractor Supply. And I want to remind you guys, you can go to tractorsupply.com/chickdays. That's www.tractorsupply.com/chickdays. And you'll be able to see we've got 6 videos released there at their website out of the 12 or 13 we're actually doing in our agreement with Tractor Supply Company. But you can go ahead and take a look at our videos. But we may be able to do the same thing with this wind power and document video of us actually the class. And we can post that on YouTube. And then, of course, the whole installation process. And then exactly what we're getting out of it. Is this little unit, this beginner unit, if you will, really worth it? So we're definitely looking forward to that. We're very excited that we may actually go the windmill route here in the next, probably in the next about 30 days, we're hoping to get that installed. So I will keep you all informed regarding that. Funny story based on that, too, guys, is that last year at Jen's school, and her whole entire county, they really cracked down on what teachers could use in their classroom. It was not uncommon. In fact, it was very common for a teacher in their classroom to have a small refrigerator, kind of like you would have in a dorm room, and then possibly a microwave on top of that. And then, of course, Jen in her classroom also had a dehumidifier because, oh, my gosh, it's just her classroom, you would not believe the moisture that dehumidifier would pull out of that. No wonder all the kids are sick all the time with the horrible humidity. You'd walk in and there'd be literally paper on her desk that would be just drenched. It would have so much water because there was so much humidity in her classroom. Well, they cracked down on all of that. No refrigerators, no microwaves, we're trying to save power, dehumidifiers, nothing like that. And so we started thinking, and one day we were, was it in Fry's? Did we go in Fry's? Is that where we were at? We walked into Fry's electronics store, pretty neat store actually, and we happened to stumble down an aisle that had solar panels, 60-watt solar panel, 120-watt solar panels. And so we thought, and maybe we can do this next year, Jen, if it's in the budget, I would love to do this. It would be really cool if we could install a windmill outside your classroom. But we talked about getting one of those solar panels. I don't even know what kind of wattage a small, we wouldn't care about the microwave, but the small little college dorm type refrigerator would pull. But that would be really cool. We wanted to actually set up a little solar panel outside of her classroom to charge a little battery inside her classroom. And then that she could be able to run her refrigerator. Then when the administration would come by and say, oh, no, you're not allowed to have refrigerators. We're trying to save power. Say, hey, you know, this is solar power. This is run by solar. I got a solar. I got a solar panel outside my classroom, right next to the raised bed garden, which she has, right next to the compost bin, which she has, and so so yeah, my refrigerators run off solar power, so kind of like na 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 na. So we'll see how that happens. But we oh now it's starting to rain again. A little cloud coming across, a little shower. But yeah, so Jen does a lot of that in her classroom. She just brought the worm bin home. So we're going to display that, of course, at the coop tour next weekend. But she normally has the can of worms, multi-level worm bin in her classroom. She also has the raised bed outside of the classroom where she plants veggies a couple of times a year, which then she has a farmer's market for the kids and all the family members and the teachers to come, which is incredible. She's got the compost bin. She's got a little greenhouse in her classroom where she does seed starting. And, of course, next week, in fact, I got to remind myself, Jen, to get some fertile eggs, she's going to be hatching or setting some eggs in an incubator, the Genesis Model 1588 incubator, matter of fact, with Egg Turner in her classroom. And so we've got to get some fertile eggs for that project she's doing in her classroom next week. So I got to remember to do that. So, yeah, and also the Biopod. We were shipped by the makers and manufacturer and creator of the Biopod unit. In fact, when we were out in Dallas a couple of weeks ago, we met the owner and creator of the Biopod, interviewed him for a whole hour on the radio show, and we've got that set up in the backyard. And it's basically using black soldier flies as composters to create grubs for your chickens as treats or grubs for your fish. If you have a koi pond or if you have a fish pond, you can do that. So we've got that set up in our backyard. It's very small. It's probably about, what do you think, Jen, 18 inches by 24 inches, the whole Biopod system, probably somewhere about that area. And what you do is you put some your leftover food scraps in the Biopod, designed really cool, not unlike a worm bin, and then these little black soldier flies, not the common house fly, not the big black horse flies, nothing like that, nothing aggravating like that, very short lifespan. They fly into the Biopod and lay their eggs, and then they turn into grubs. And then automatically the grubs crawl up this little ramp that's inside the Biopod. It's so cool when they're ready to go out and meet the world, if you will, and they fall into a little a container, and there you go. There you have it. Now you just take the container off the Biopod. It's full of these little grubs. You can now feed your chickens as treats, or you can freeze them and feed them into your fish pond, your koi pond. So, again, more self-sustaining lifestyle. Fresh organic treats for your chickens. You can see that. That was a really great show, Doc, with the Biopod. I wish the video could be recorded. You can listen to that. Just go to our archives and search. It was probably somewhere around the first week in April where we interviewed the creator of the Biopod. And it was a really, really great show. And the cool thing was we had live video there, too. So it was almost like a TV show or an educational segment where you could watch about the Biopod and have him explain it to you. But you can still listen to that archive and get all the information, or just go to thebiopod.com, thebiopod.com, and read all about the unit. And I think it's about $200, and but it's a great way to produce grubs and treats for your fish and your chickens. So we're just getting that system started up in our backyard. And for those to kind of paint that picture for you guys, I wanted to do this earlier with the windmill and whatnot, is that me and Jen live on, and I'll have to officially look and see about how much property you have here in our home here in Johns Creek, Alpharetta, Georgia. I think it's about a third of an acre. It may be somewhere between a third and a quarter. I'll just have to one day measure it, look at the deed, and see exactly how much land we have. We pretty much just rolls off the tongue, about a third of an acre, but it may be a little bit more than a third, maybe a little bit closer to a quarter. But, of course, you know, the house and the driveway and whatnot. But on that, we have a beautiful garden, 25 foot by 25 foot. Then we have three chicken pen slash runs that are about 18 feet by 18 feet, completely fenced in. And so the garden's 25 by 25, three chicken pens, 18 by 18. And inside each one of those chicken pens, 18 by 18, sits a coop, big customized coop, medium customized coop, and then a couple of, so people can see how you can really start up for little or nothing, a couple of large breed plastic doghouses. So we show people how you utilize the different ways you can have chickens. And I tell you, the eggs from the doghouses that were $35 at Big Lots taste just the same as the chickens or the eggs that come out of the $1,000 coop that we had donated to us. So, well, actually, it was about a $700 coop that was donated to us. So, yeah, eggs taste the same, whether they're coming out of a $35 coop or a $700, $800 coop, the eggs taste the same. So then we did have a couple of goats up until about January of this year. We had some pygmy goats. They were sweet. They were great, but they just really kept the fence line chewed down. And then we loved to put them in the garden. Once the garden was done in the fall, we would put goats in there. They'd eat all the rubbish, all the leftover rubbish from our garden, down to the nub. And then once all the rubbish was eaten down by the goats, we put the chickens in the garden. And the chickens stay in the garden all winter, fertilizing, scratching, turning over the compost, eating, which was great. And then about a month before we plant our garden, we till. And then about a week before we plant our garden, we till. So again, we're using everything in our backyard for the good of Mother Earth and nature, from the goats eating everything down and natural and organic, to the chickens fertilizing our garden. So we don't have the goats now. We did get rid of them about in January. We actually talked to someone yesterday about getting some Nubians, milk goats, because we'd like to start doing that. But we would partner with two other people in the neighborhood regarding goats, so we could make the cheese and the milk, of course, and the soap and whatnot. So, but we will partnership with two or three other neighbors in our neighborhood, so we can have a schedule for milking. Apparently, got to milk them twice a day. So the pygmy goats were nice as pets, but they were no milk producers, I assure you. So we'll go to the goat thing maybe this fall and do that again, and then so no more goats. But we've got chickens, and of course we got the water barrel, which is great, coming right off the gutter of the house. We've got the water barrel that fills up, and we use that water for, of course, the garden. So we've got the water barrel back there. We've got two different types of compost bins. One's really more of a compost bin. That actually, ready for this? I love it. My neighbor was throwing it away. It was on the street. This is about a $100 little plastic type of compost bin with the top and then the bottom that you slide open and get the compost out of the bottom after you put it in the top. Wonderful. You'll see it in one of the tractor supply videos we did. But furry. This is sitting on the curb. And he said, "Hey, man, you want this?" I said, "Absolutely." So we've got that compost bin, but we also have a compost pile. It's actually within the garden area, which is fenced in 25 by 25. So it's actually in the garden area, and it's more of a compost pile. And the chickens love to get in that pile and stir it up and eat anything that they can find in there. But we do have a compost pile back there. We got the biopod. We'll soon have a windmill. What else we got back there, Jen? All kinds of great stuff. Water barrel, yep. All on a third of an acre. In fact, last year we had the Master Gardeners, the Atlanta Master Gardeners, come out to our house just to see, because they just had a hard time believing. At that time, we had about 50 chickens. Now we got about 35. But these folks, about 20 of them, these Master Gardeners, were standing in our backyard, seeing how all this could be done and work. Still have plenty of room for the dogs to roam around, plenty of green space still in our backyard. They wanted to see how we could do all that on about a third of an acre. And they came out, and we taught them, and we showed them how. And pardon me. And they were standing in our front yard, folks. It was so interesting. And we said, "How many chickens do you think we really have in our backyard?" They didn't know. Some of them said 15. Some of them said 20, 25. And we said, "Nope, there's 50, or maybe it was 52. 52 chickens in our yard right this second." And they just couldn't believe it. They said, "Where? Where are they?" And then some of the comments they made, folks, was so funny. They were like, because the chickens were just kind of scratching around. Some were taking dust baths. Some were just hanging out with their wings stretched out. And they were like, "Is this all they do all day?" I don't know. I didn't know really what they were thinking. Maybe they were thinking of the commercial houses out there that hold 80,000 chickens. This is it. I mean, they're not loud. They don't stink. I don't hear them. They're just kind of laying out there, just kind of hanging out. And so, yeah, it was very, very, very interesting to hear some of the comments they made when the Master Gardeners came out to see our whole setup. So hopefully we get the windmill. We might have actually sparked some more interest, some people coming out. Maybe then we'll install a couple of solar panels, slowly but surely, just like most people on a budget have to do. And so maybe we can, of course, document all of that via video for everybody to see how all that actually works. Well, it's about 10 till. The top of the hour. We're going to go ahead and take a commercial break. We're glad you're joining us. We are broadcasting live today from Roswell, Georgia, from the Roswell Garden Fair here. We've got a few showers moving in now, but this show will end in about 10 minutes, but the show goes on because I've got a little meet and greet and a little class we'll be doing about keeping backyard poultry here to the folks, to anybody who's interested. Stay with us, folks. We'll be back right after this short break.
You have the chickens, the coop, and the run, but do you have the egg cartons? Don't put your beautiful farm fresh eggs in just any old used grocery store egg carton. Impress your friends and neighbors with your very own custom-labeled egg carton from eggcartons.com. They have a large selection of custom egg cartons, stamps, and labels to choose from. Pick out your custom egg cartons at eggcartons.com and save 10% off your entire order by using the coupon code WHISPER.
Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't.
Go ahead. Make my day.
McMurray Hatchery is the world's oldest and largest rare breed hatchery. They have been providing their customers quality poultry since 1917 and have more than 110 different breeds to choose from. Be sure to sign up for their weekly special email at McMurrayHatchery.com and receive a $5 internet exclusive coupon to use on your first internet order. McMurray Hatchery, the world's largest and oldest rare breed hatchery. Hey, it's the Chicken Whisperer. If you're in the market for a new incubator, then look no further than GQF. They have a great selection of tabletop and cabinet-style incubators at prices you can afford. I love my GQF Genesis Model 1588. It has a large picture window and an automatic thermostat, which makes for a better hatch every time. Go pick out your new incubator at GQFRadio.com. That's GQFRadio.com. Mount Healthy Hatcheries has been a hatching tradition for over 80 years. Home of the healthiest chicks, Mount Healthy Hatcheries offers a wide selection of bantams, turkeys, guineas, ducks, pheasants, and of course, meat birds and layers. Order online at mounthealthy.com, that's mthealthy.com, or give them a call at 1-800-451-5603. Don't forget to ask about their free bonus chicks offer. Mount Healthy Hatcheries, home of the healthiest chicks. There will always be something that will love your chickens more than you. That's why I use Night Guard Solar to protect my flock. Night Guard Solar has successfully been manufacturing and selling Night Guard Solar lights for over 12 years and offers a one-year warranty and complete money-back guarantee. No waiting. Night Guard Solar will be shipped within 48 hours of your order. Order your Night Guard Solar lights today at nightguard.com. That's NITEGUARD.com. Since 1947, Randall Berkey has been providing quality products to their customers. They have everything you could ever want or need for backyard poultry. Feeders, waterers, medications, supplements, nesting boxes, and even coops. Visit them online at randallberkey.com and get 10% off your entire order when you use the coupon code WHISPER. That's randallberkey.com.
Actually, I was just looking in the chat room, and somebody actually said that Eat Local Texas said he's getting bees today. It feels like Christmas. So, in honor of it feeling like Christmas for Eat Local Texas. About one more for them. Bop, bop, bop.
crazy fool.
There you go. Merry Christmas out there. He's getting bees today. All right, looks like we got about 3 minutes, so we're going to wrap it up. Hope you enjoyed that special treat. What is it? Not Christmas in July, which they normally have. It's Christmas in April. Yeah, so I'm so glad you're getting your bees today. Good luck with them. Hope you don't get stung too much. And might want to have an EpiPen hanging around the house from the pharmacy. But good luck to you. That sounds really fun, and I'm excited for you getting bees today to add to your backyard. Adding to your backyard, something we don't have. Maybe getting a windmill soon, but nope, no bees. All righty, well, we appreciate you listening today. We are broadcasting live from the Roswell Garden Fair. Tune in Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Blog Talk Radio for all kinds of great educational programming about keeping backyard poultry living a self-sustaining lifestyle. Special guests all throughout the week. Fridays are fun Fridays. We give great prizes away from our sponsors. We've already given away, actually, in the last 12 months, we've given away 3 beautiful chicken coops valued anywhere from $500 to $2,500, which is incredible. And I believe we're going to be actually starting maybe a contest in May. I've been saying that for about a month now. We're waiting on shipment, I think, from My Pet Chicken. So hopefully we'll have a few more big contests for some chicken coops right here on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. I hope you all have a wonderful and blessed weekend this weekend. Jen and I are going to go see if anybody wants to know anything about backyard poultry over here at the tent. And if not, we're going to head home, get a few things done, and then head up to see my pops and celebrate a little bit of birthday with him up there in the Northeast Georgia Mountains. So have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you Monday, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. Mm-hmm.